Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back on The Fan, live in Bowie, Maryland. We're at the home of the Bay Sox today as they take on the Nats AA affiliate. Came out to see James Wood and the Nationals play the Orioles 2A affiliate at a beautiful ballpark. We're going to be joined by Robert Hassel and James Wood, a couple of the outfielders for the Harrisburg Senators, who the Nationals acquired for Juan Soto in a pretty epic deal with the Padres last year. But right now, on the BetQL guest hotline, bet smarter to beat the books, download the BetQL app, visit BetQL.com. We're joined by Spencer Carberry, the new head coach of the Washington Capitals, back in the organization where he spent time at multiple affiliates, including running the Hershey Bears program and coaching a lot of the young Capitals up-and-coming stars. Spencer, we really appreciate you joining us on Grant and Danny. Congratulations. How are you?
Well, thank you so much. I'm doing excellent today. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure, man. Congratulations, first of all. Walk us through the process. What was it like? Who'd you talk to? What'd you guys talk about?
After our year finished up in Toronto, started going through the process of some of the head coaching vacancies, and as I went through the process and as I was talking with Washington and the organization and management, I could tell early on that it just felt comfortable, and having known the people in the organization, a lot of the players, the vision, what they appreciated, it just felt like a great fit.
I listened to the press conference today, and Brian McClellan said, in addition to getting one of the best young coaches in the sport in yourself, 41-year-old Spencer Carberry joining us on Grant and Danny, he said the familiarity and knowing you as a person made this a no-brainer. It sounds like that went both ways. What are some of the real strong relationships you have with some of the high officials here in this organization that made you think this was the fit?
Well, for me, I think I've been around and know the quality of people from the management down to with on a daily basis in Hershey. From people like, let me give you an example, like a Brooks Orpik or Jim Slater that are heavily involved in player development, or Steve Richmond and Olaf Kolzig. All of these relationships and having worked closely with them and them having seen the way that I operate and the way that I run a team as a head coach, that is, I think, a really good example of why it felt like such a comfortable fit on both sides of it.
Coach, scout yourself here as a coach. Give me kind of like on the spectrum. On one end, maybe, players coach, you're like playing cards on the team bus late night. Other end of the spectrum, austere, hard-o that like barely makes eye contact, and hands out nothing but discipline and shouting with like the occasional, that didn't stink. Like, where are you on the spectrum?
Okay, so I'm not tiptoeing around this question. This is what I genuinely feel is my strength, and this is what I've told through this process, is I think that's what makes me somewhat unique as a young coach, is I feel like my strengths are a balance between those two things you just described, is being a new age, innovative communicator, make sure you're doing everything you can to help these young athletes get better, spelling it out for them, showing them all of that love and care for a player. And then on the other hand, which I feel like is a strength in this balance, is you've got to push them and it's my job to be demanding and make sure that they reach levels that maybe they didn't think they were capable of reaching. And that takes, at times, a real demanding person and a coach that's going to push your group. So I'm not trying to sit on the fence. That's what I genuinely feel is my strength as a coach, is being a balance of both.
How do you figure out what each player needs to get the most out of them? Meaning, if you need to kick him in the butt or put an arm around him, because every player's personality is so different. How do you go about, in an organization where you know a few guys already, but not everyone, getting that intel to figure out how to coach them?
Relationships. And that starts right now from the first day that I was hired, is you have to start to learn about people. You got to listen. You have to gather information and create a strong relationship and learn how, for example, how does TJ Oshie respond to coaching? What is he like? How does he like to learn? What works for him? And as you learn and gather that information, now I'm better at coaching TJ Oshie. And now I understand how he learns. I understand how he needs to be motivated. So creating all those relationships and learning about your players, now you're able to, exactly what you touched on, is teach and motivate in their own specific ways inside of a team setting, which is the challenge. And that's where I think that comes into play.
New Caps coach Spencer Carberry with us here on Grant and Danny. So, Coach, I've posited this, and I want your reaction to it. I think this is actually a really – it's a great opportunity, obviously, but it's also a tough gig, and here's why. There's the core of this team, a lot of guys that are really accomplished are north of 30. There's also the challenge of sort of ushering in a bunch of guys that may not have that level of experience, and some of the kids, to get them up to speed. It's easier if you're just in one lane or the other. Like, veteran group trying to win it, bunch of kids trying to get some NHL experience. Yeah, this is kind of both. I think that's a really big challenge. I'd love for you to speak to that.
You're exactly right. I couldn't agree more. And I'm not. I understand that. My optimism comes in as a head coach is, I think scenarios that you just described, and have a very, very competitive environment and a very, very competitive team that expects to win on a nightly basis. Are we going to have growing pains? Is it difficult to integrate young players into the lineup? No question. No question. Is it a hard league and it takes young players time? But I feel like with our group, with those leadership and veteran players that are elite and still have gas in the tank, and our ability as coaches to hopefully help our young guys be able to contribute and be a part of a winning culture and be in a winning lineup right now, I think that's where I'm optimistic that we can make that process happen quicker.
Spencer Carberry on Grant and Danny, new head coach of the Capitals. A lot of reasons why he was a great fit and was the Caps' number one choice and was the hottest coaching candidate among some of the young up-and-comers in the sport. One of them, though, is the success that Toronto had on the power play the last couple of years with you directing that unit. It's no secret, Coach, the power play has fallen off here despite having arguably the greatest power play goal scorer ever in Alex Ovechkin. How do you fix that? Is there any chance you would move Ovechkin out of his office more often than has happened? And if he is going to stay put where he's had so much success, how creative can you be to try to give this thing a fresh look to try to get some more pucks in the back of the net?
Well, it's a massive priority for our coaching staff, is how do we best utilize our top players and how do we get more production out of the power play? Special teams, as you know, is a big, big part of this league. So that is right up there as a top priority of number one, identifying staff-wise how we're going to make that work of someone running the power play, adding assistant coaches or assistant coaches, I say plural. And then my experience and where I've learned a lot over the last couple of years and had some success with a group in Toronto, and how I can help the coach that comes in or runs that, or how we navigate that situation. But I don't know exactly how that'll look, so I can't answer specifically what we do here or there. I have some foundational things that I think are important and ways that I think we can be more effective on our power play for the Washington Capitals, but that will be a main priority.
Coach, what experience that you've had? You've had such an amazing variety in terms of your run-up down in the minor leagues, on the bench there with Toronto. What experience that you've had do you feel like got you most ready to be a head coach?
Here's my answer to this, and this is going to sound a little bit off, but you know where I got the most valuable experience was in the East Coast Hockey League, in the ECHL for the South Carolina Stingrays, and those 6 years where you are, I don't use this term lightly, when you are grinding in the minor leagues on a bus, you're doing immigration, housing, you're doing travel, you're doing per diem, you're doing hotels. Like, that is where, as a young head coach, you are learning the most valuable lessons in terms of time management, in terms of you're willing to recruit and grind and work long hours and commit to a job that is going to take you 20 hours a day at times. That, for me, is what molded me as a head coach, was those years in South Carolina and understanding the work and commitment that it was going to take to be successful in the profession.
Were you handing out the envelopes at the hotels, Coach, with the
the
$50 in it?
100% I was, and I was cleaning the apartments at the end of the year and the player apartments. You did everything. That's the way it worked back then at that level.
That's unreal. I mean, we're sitting at a minor league ballpark today ahead of a baseball game here in Bowie. And, I mean, you could be the pulling tarps, you know, and rain delays if you're a manager.
Raking the mound,
at this level. So I totally get it. It's pretty amazing. For someone who would say the window started to close, they missed the playoffs for the first time in a long time. Some of the players are older and having a hard time staying healthy, Backstrom, Oshie, what have you. Like, that this is a big risk for you because the expectations are sky high that this – someone could look at this team and say they could compete for a cup next year. But the fact is, it's getting more difficult than it would have been 2, 3, 4 years ago. Why this challenge, and what would you say to them?
Well, what I would say to that is, here's what I know about the group in the limited time that I've spent around them and knowing them a little bit, is from previous years and being around post-Stanley Cup and getting to know the veteran players. These are highly competitive, motivated young men. And when I'm looking at it from a head coaching perspective, I look at it optimistically of there's gas in the tank here. Like they want to compete at the highest level and expect to be a playoff team and get into the dance. And so I just don't, for me, I don't see it as you know, a team getting older that's just going to say, you know what, we'll just run it out. I don't see that from the people that I know and from their character and the competitiveness and how badly they – so I don't see that. And I see guys that are going to be highly motivated and want to prove something, that they're still capable of playing at a high level and we're still capable of making noise.
Coach, you've forgotten more about hockey this morning than I'll know in my entire life. I grew up in this area just watching the Capitals, but it's not intuitive to me because I never played. Here's what, and again, this probably will be a poor question because of that, but when I watch these other teams play, everybody looks so fast to me. They look like it's not necessarily straight line skating speed, but there's no space. There's no room to breathe. You got no chance to pass the puck around, no chance to dilly dally. You know, there's somebody's breathing right on top of you, causing pressure, especially when it kind of gets ramped up in playoff time. And at times over these last couple of years, it hasn't felt like the Capitals can match that speed and energy. Is there a fix there? Like, how do you make guys quicker? Is that something that's a focal point? Is it personnel changes? I'd love for you to speak to where the game is now in terms of speed.
Yeah, and it's a great question. And I spoke about it today, and I think I have some experience over the last 2 years in that is teams that look quick, okay? It doesn't necessarily that you line them all up on the line and their 40-yard dash times or 40-yard dash, meaning on the ice times, are through the roof. I think there's a lot of things we can do structurally, and I used a term today, which I'll talk a lot about with our group, is you look really, really quick when you're connected with what you're doing. The puck moves, there's support underneath it, there's guys flying through the middle, everybody's on the same page with where the next play is going, and now all of a sudden, whether you have burners of skaters or not, you look quick, you're getting up the ice quick, you're attacking quick, you're in on the forecheck quick, and then you're coming back. So I think you're right in a sense of, like, there's a way to accomplish that with not necessarily going out and acquiring guys that fly around the ice. You can look quicker if you are, the term I like to use is connected.
Coach, there are two players specifically that last year just underachieved, and they're so talented, and at times here in Washington have been outstanding. Evgeny Kuznetsov carried this team to the Stanley Cup back in 18, and he just wasn't at the same level last year, and I don't know enough to know why. The other is Anthony Mantha, who was once acquired for Jake Virana, and we've seen him be dominant at times, and it was a really disappointing season. With those two specifically, have you studied enough yet and watched enough film to know, with Mantha, with Kuznetsov, like, maybe what was missing, and where do those priorities of those two players specifically, getting back to max capacity, rank on your priority list?
Well, really, really important players for our team, our organization, and so they're, to answer the latter of it, they're really high on the priority list, and that's my job, to gather information, watch film, figure out what ways I can best help them get to the level that they expect to be at, and how they can help our team win. Me coming in and necessarily looking like, okay, this player did this, this player did this, this player didn't do this, that's not really the way that I'll look at it, even though I understand the question of, yeah, you're going to have to try to get the most out of all these players. I will absolutely gather information and then figure out, okay, how can I best help set you up for success, i.e. Kuzi or whoever the player is. And that's what my focus will be. And then obviously getting the group on the same page with how we need to play winning hockey. And Kuzi will be a big part of that.
Coach, have you thought about what you're going to do? Maybe, I don't know, middle of next year at some point when you're on the bench, when number 8 passes Wayne Gretzky for the all-time goal record?
I have not, but I've definitely thought about him, his chase of the record, and now the responsibility that I have within that. I have thought about that, and that's sort of where my head goes, is not is, okay, how do I help him get there? How can I set him up for success and utilize his skills? So it is not lost on me the importance of that and my role in that. And that's what my focus will be, or what I'll get to work on.
This is kind of a silly question, but, you know, I'm mid-30s, and I look at Ovi and I just marvel, like everybody else does, at the fact that he doesn't seem to age. You're only a couple years older than your captain. I mean, really, legitimately, you're only a few years older than Ovi is. I have to imagine that just changes your perspective as you look at this guy in amazement.
I'm just trying to get upstairs at times with my knee.
Relatable, yeah.
and he's absolutely it is amazing. It's remarkable at where he's at in his career, what he's been able to accomplish, how hard he plays, how competitive he is. All of it together is, it's just impressive.
All right, so we always, when we have players or coaches on, before we let you go here in our final couple of moments, we like to let our listeners get to know you a little bit off the ice or away from the bench. So we'll go rapid fire here with some questions to get to know the brand-new head coach of the Capitals, kind with his time today, Spencer Carberry. I want to begin with your celebratory meal. You get to be as fat as you want. No one's judging you. Big win. You get the day off. You can eat anywhere and eat whatever you want. What's the meal of choice?
Oh, red meat. Red meat. And I'm going a big New York strip.
You know what, though? Strip was my – I always say ribeye. Strip is what I've always loved. I think it's the perfect choice. It's a great option. So you go strip over a filet or a ribeye, huh?
I do. I used to be all ribeye, and now I don't know if it's just the getting a little bit older. A good strip is now my jam.
All right, I like that. Your favorite film?
Oh, okay. I'm going. I don't know if this would be considered old, but I'm going Gladiator.
Are you not entertained? That's an outstanding answer. What's the craziest thing you've gotten away with?
Craziest thing I've gotten away with.
You mean because he's famous?
No, or? Just because. Like, I shoplifted from Commander Salamander when I was in seventh grade. I still feel bad about it.
That is a hard question on the fly.
Right?
That's the first time you've ever asked anyone that.
That is a tough one. Oh my gosh! I can't. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna bail you out. I think that's too hard of a question.
That's too hard. I jumped off a bridge and landed in the water and was fine.
Yeah, I think that's hard.
I played hockey at a high level.
You know what? I got an answer. Answer for you. My freshman year in Alaska Anchorage, I was up skiing at spring break with a bunch of the teammates. Went a double black diamond, and I went off course, and it was bad. It was bad to where looking out, and I go, I'm off. If I go a couple feet off this cliff, it's over.
That's a great answer. Last TV show you binged?
I just finished the last season of Ozark.
Jason Bateman, director, almost as good as Jason Bateman, the actor.
So good,
big Ozark guy.
Smartless as well. If you guys are into podcasts.
Yes, love it. I've been watching Smartless live on HBO Max, or I think they had the really good idea of dropping HBO from their app names.
Get rid of that brand.
It's just Max.
Merge it with TLC for whatever reason or something.
You got any more, Danny? I got one more.
Yes. I want to know what's your eating contest food. Like, for whatever reason, you could put away more of this than anybody else.
Oh, good answer, or good question. I'm going to say Brussels sprouts.
What?
Is it the candy ones that aren't healthy that are like crispy or healthy Brussels sprouts?
I love like you know how they're doing them now where it's sort of like flash fried. It's like
let's
in
go.
The air fryer. Yeah,
a little bacon in there, a little syrup maybe. Actor who you would want to play you in a movie? That'll be my last one.
Actor? Oh man! Well, this is kind of default because I've gotten this a lot through my younger years, and
I hope he says
as I've gotten older, Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Vin Diesel.
I was gonna say, have you gotten that?
That's a good one to get, by the way. Like people look at me and they're like, "Oh, John Candy, maybe." Vin Diesel's a better one to get. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Except you know what? Now he's sort of becoming that a little bit older. So I'll get. Yeah, you look like that guy from The Pacifier. He was in Fast and the Furious and all this better stuff with The Pacifier. Okay.
Only 10 of them.
Yeah,
only
the
10
guy
Fast
from The
and
Pacifier.
The Furious movies. It's really great. Funny. We're excited. It's an exciting hire going young here and high energy and for the next era with a lot of young players that are important. Bringing in an instructor who's been in the minors seems like a really good fit. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you.
Congrats.
Thank you guys very much. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Anytime.
Our pleasure. There's Spencer Carberry, the new head coach of the Capitals. They went with not an in-house candidate, but a guy that had been in-house recently enough that there is a lot of familiarity could help them to hit the ground sprinting. We're in Bowie, Maryland, so that we can check out James Wood today. We're hoping to have him on the show. We're with you until 6:30 on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.